This is an interview with Don Adams at his home in Palatka, Florida. This is Marianne McDonald, and it's February 12th, 1985.
So, at 3%, 3% interest that I couldn't afford.
Those days are gone forever.
So we bought
forever.
4 acres back here.
Well, that's pretty much.
Yeah, it's enough. We can't keep it clean.
Yeah.
This day's all messed up all the time.
What, with scrub and
no,
all like that?
Well,
or just
it was already pretty well cleared like this, but the fences all fell down, and there was some old barns back here, and we tore all them down and tried to clean it. We still got a lot of cleaning. They've been here 15 years.
Oh, golly.
But we make a mess, too.
With three boys, huh?
Yes.
Or four boys.
Three of them.
Oh, gosh. That's a bundle. That's a handful. And are you all musicians?
Just that one right there.
He's
the main musician. He plays. He started out on the banjo.
He did.
He started on that when he was 9 years old. Wasn't it, Michael? My brother plays a banjo too. I was going to get them over here, but Jim, my other brother, he's got a Masonic meeting, and Mike.
Wow.
He went to some friend of theirs had a baby, so they went to visit them.
Oh, that's nice.
But Michael, he started playing the banjo when he was 9 years old. And we played at White Springs the first year you were 10, wasn't you? 9 or 10 we played White Springs the first year.
So you've been going there a long time.
Yeah, we've been, this will be our fifth year. I missed 1 year. I was in the hospital, I had ulcers, and I was in the hospital 1 year, so we missed that one, but this will be our fifth year. This will be our sixth year if we go up there this year.
Oh, I hope you do. That'd be great.
But he plays all the instruments.
Really?
When he started on one, he just progressed to the others.
Gosh, that's great. Well, first let me ask you, were you born in Florida?
Palatka.
In Palatka?
Right here.
Wow. Gosh.
Yeah, I was born on just off of Highway 20. It's called Alabama Avenue now. Well, you know where it is?
Sort of.
I was born there.
Wow.
Just this side of Underwood Estates. We were born and raised there. Four.
Did your parents do citrus, or what were they?
No, my dad was a aircraft mechanic. He worked at Camp Blandon, and he got cancer. He died in 1953, I think.
Gosh.
And then we lived there, and my mother got remarried to a man. We moved to Jacksonville and lived there for 2 years when I was 14, and then we moved back down here.
So you're Palatkins, born and bred.
I am one of us, yeah. And my wife, she's originally from Georgia.
Oh, a lot of Georgians down here.
She's lived here all her life. They moved down here when she was about 3.
Oh, golly.
So she's from Palatka, too.
Really? So has your family always been musical?
Not really. My brother younger than me, Jim, he started out playing rock and roll music. He won't just like to play. And so he started picking up the guitar. And then my youngest brother, Mike, he started playing it. Well, I couldn't play anything. So I got mad one night, went out in the backyard and just started, they showed me three chords on a guitar. So I just started from there. And then we started playing together. And then when my youngest brother, Mike, he started playing a banjo when he brought the banjo out here, and Michael liked it. So he bought Michael his first banjo. He said if we would get him somebody to teach him how to play it, he'd buy him a banjo.
Wow.
So he bought Michael the banjo. It was a cheap one, probably about $60 worth. And he's not a professional, but he's pretty good. I had to brag on him.
I'd like to hear you sometime. Maybe White Springs I will. Well, how did you learn then?
Just sitting in the backyard. Got agitated because I couldn't play. So we just started. None of us, we were poor and we didn't have any instruments. But we'd borrow a guitar. And my brother-in-law, he thought he could play, and he used to bring old guitar over the house. And we'd just all sit around with it and mess around.
Right.
But they said I sang all the time when I was little, but I don't remember anything.
Well, did y'all start out playing rock and roll, or did you start out?
Yeah, well, it was sort of rock or whatever. We'd play at birthday parties and things like mm-hmm. that. That's where I met my wife. We played a birthday party. Oh, we played her birthday party, and I guess it was rock then. It was in the early 60s,
mm-hmm.
and that's when rock was really,
yeah.
really going.
Well, when did you first? Oh, go ahead.
We'd sit around at night and watch the Grand Ole Opry, or listen to the Grand Ole Opry. And it was three of us at the time that were big enough. It was me and Jim, my brother just younger than I am, Mike and Margaret, the twins, mm-hmm. the youngest ones. They were born in 49, so this was probably in the early 50s. We had an old rocking chair like that right there, and the three of us now, hard to believe three of us were sitting in a rocking chair. Like that. But I swear we would. We'd sit in that rocking chair, and Barbara, my sister, would sit on one side, and I'd sit on the other side, and we'd hold Jim, and we'd listen to the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, that's cute.
And that got us started on country music. And then we, like I say, we just picked up the music. It was something to do to break the boredom, I guess, really.
Yeah.
Because when you didn't have anything, well, I say anything.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, back then, we didn't have as much as we have now.
Sure.
But it was just out of boredom. We picked it up and we started. And then we were invited a fellow by the name of John Williamson that lives down the road. You might have talked to him.
No, I haven't.
He played at White Springs for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And he invited us to play with him one time. And we got started going to White Springs doing that with him. And then when we went up there one time, then the next year, Barbara, I can't ever think of her last name.
I know who,
Beecham.
Yeah. Beecham, yeah.
Then she invited us to play as a group, so
great.
We got started that way.
Well, how did you first start playing bluegrass a lot? When was that?
Really, the bluegrass came about, well, when Michael started on the banjo, when he was about 9 years old, he's 16 now, or will be. We started mostly on bluegrass
mm-hmm.
then. And we played country music. And still, we play country music now. And
yeah.
folk music, traditional,
uh-huh.
you know, folk music,
right.
what we pick up. But mainly, he wants a career in music.
If, oh, boy.
If he could get a career in music, maybe what we do helps him, or I hope it don't hinder him any, but hopefully it'll help him. And if he wants to play, you know, for a living, try to make a living when they're doing that.
It's a tough way to make a living.
It's a tough way. It sure is.
Yeah.
But we enjoy doing it. We do it for the fun of it. They've played a couple Christmas parties, him and a friend of his. Go back in yonder. Go. Do your homework. You're busy.
That's always fun.
He's got plenty of homework.
Oh, boy. Exciting.
But we started really on the bluegrass music, and I guess when we started really playing a guitar or playing anything, it was mostly country music. That's
mm-hmm.
all we knew, all we listened to on the radio.
Yeah.
But like I say, we're not professionals by any means, not even a chance of that. But we started really playing mostly bluegrass music, I would say about 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah. What bluegrass bands are your favorites? Which ones are you?
For him,
I see your hat.
For him, you see that hat right there? Ricky Skaggs. We do mostly Ricky Skaggs songs, the Osmond Brothers, or Grandpa Jones.
Uh-huh.
The older songs.
Yeah.
I guess we do more of the old songs other than the Ricky Skaggs songs that he's learned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of those Ricky Skaggs songs are old songs.
Yeah, they are.
Just
they're
redone.
Just redone.
Yeah. They're the old-fashioned kind.
Wow. He sits around from the time he gets home from school. And if he's not doing anything, you know, he stays in that bedroom all the time with a guitar, a banjo, or a mandolin.
Mm-hmm.
Mandolin's broke right now. And he started on the fiddle not too long ago.
Oh, boy.
So he's,
you're going to learn them all.
He's going to do it all. He wants a dobro next. But Daddy hadn't got enough money.
Uh-oh. So the band would then consist of you and your son, and then...
And then my two brothers,
Jim and
Mike.
Okay. So it's five of y'all together.
Well, there's four of us, and then Jim's wife, Doris, she hadn't played at White Springs with us. We're trying to get her to. She plays a bass.
Oh, great.
And she sings.
Uh-huh.
And my youngest brother's wife, Dina, she's got the prettiest voice you've ever heard in
really?
Your life. Oh, she plays a guitar and a piano.
Mm-hmm.
And she sings. But she sings mostly at weddings and things like that. She don't like to get up in front of people, is what it is. If she can sing at a wedding, you know, they're usually off to the side. Where
sure,
she's
and everybody's paying attention to and the bride and groom,
yeah,
right?
Right. But she's got a beautiful voice, and she sings bluegrass and country music.
She does.
And
oh.
She does a lot of John Denver's songs, mm-hmm. which are like folk music.
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't tell you exactly when we got started, you know, playing whatever we play. Other than it would have been probably when he was about 9 years old we got
yeah.
started. Because the first, when he was 9 years old, we played at White Springs for the first time.
That must have been exciting.
He loved it.
Yeah.
And he goes back every year.
That's
where he wants to go every year.
That's great. Well, when you were growing up, what kind of music did your parents listen to? That you remember?
We had an old radio. It was the only thing I can remember is we had this old radio, and it was a battery-operated radio.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not that old. I'm only 42, but when I was 7 years old, they had no battery-operated radio, and usually the only time you listened to it was at night. And usually the station that came in the best was WSM in Nashville, Tennessee,
right.
which carried the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
So we were, you know, into that. And then when I got to be a teenager, of course, you go around here and play the jukeboxes, and they had all rock.
Mm-hmm.
I never did care too much for it. I like some of it, but I would rather listen to country music.
Uh-huh.
Because I am country.
Well, what country stars do you like today? Do you like to listen to?
Now you're asking me something. I guess Ricky Skaggs would be one that
mm-hmm.
I like. And the old Bill Monroe songs.
Oh,
all of Bill Monroe's. And if I just picked a... just two country singers, it would have to be Merle Haggard for me, and probably in some of Mel Tillis' songs.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
You like old George Jones? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I like all of them.
Uh-huh.
And the one he's talking about, if I could just think his name.
Don West?
No.
No?
Gene Watson.
Oh, now I haven't heard him.
You hadn't heard Gene Watson?
Uh-uh.
He's great.
Really?
He
and he's on today.
Yeah.
These days.
Yeah.
I'll have to
look. And he's from the country. He's from mm-hmm. somewhere in Texas, and he was born poor, and he was in an auto body finisher or something. He had a shop, and he just played at night. But he's really one of the top record sellers now.
Wow. I'll have to listen to him.
And Michael, like I say, he's stuck on Ricky Skaggs.
Oh, I like
if
Ricky
If you go
Skaggs
and look in his bedroom back there, he got a stack of tapes about that high.
Oh, wow.
And all Ricky Skaggs. And
Tony
Monroe.
Rice. You like Tony Rice, too? Yeah.
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 Ricky Skaggs. He sings like a bird.
Oh, Michael tries to imitate him, I think. He sings just about like him.
Well, that's great. He really is a fine musician. Well, what, do y'all play very much with other people around here?
The only one that we have played with, and I hadn't been down in a while, Michael goes down, and that's John Williamson. He lives right on down the road here
mm-hmm.
from us. He's an older fella. He's retired from the postal department.
Oh, really?
And he's really a disabled war veteran. He's
uh-huh.
crippled. He wears braces on his legs where he was blown up or something in the war.
Hmm. What does he play?
He plays the guitar mostly, but he plays the fiddle, I think, and mandolin.
Wow.
And he does all the old country songs, the old Jimmy Rogers songs, and Lord, old Hank Williams.
Oh,
all the real old songs
uh-huh.
he, you know, he's into.
Now, is he from Palatka or from right around here?
I am not really sure. He has lived here I know his wife has probably lived here for 35 or 40 years.
That's a long time.
I'm not sure John, I'm not sure how long they've been married, and I'm not sure where John came from. Mm-hmm. Seems like he's from originally from Alabama.
Huh. Now, does he go to White Springs already? You say he got you all interested?
Yeah, he went to White Springs, and then last year he didn't go to White Springs. I don't know whether he couldn't make it or what.
Yeah, but he has played up there on the stage, yeah.
But he's got his family. He's got a son-in-law that plays.
Wow.
So he's got a son-in-law, and I believe one of his grandsons started playing the banjo now.
Oh, that's great.
Now, we know a lot of people, you know, that play this, that play country music and all this. You know Peggy and Lee Kelly by any chance?
Right. The other woman I'm working with has talked to them. Yeah.
Are you from White Springs?
No, actually, I'm working out of the office in White Springs, but I'm living in San Mateo, and I'm just here for 2 months
San
Mateo. Yeah. But I'm from North Carolina. And so
you're from the, sure enough, country music capital then, aren't you? Anywhere in North Carolina, in the mountains.
Well, I tell you, it's real interesting. A lot of the musicians that my housemate and I have found out here have been from North Carolina and moved down to Florida.
Okay.
Isn't that funny? But no, there aren't any mountains around where I'm from. It's the central part. It's all just little hills. But lots of music, and lots of music on the coast, you know, as well as in the mountains.
Well, around here, there's a lot of groups, but most of them, now, I'm not against drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have nothing against anybody drinking. If they want to drink, that's fine. But most of the groups, they play in the bars around here.
Yeah.
Well, so far, we hadn't. It's not that we're too good to play in the bar. We're too terrible to play in the bars. But.
Oh, this is great. These are nice
pictures. One of them, is this one where Mr. Williamson was there?
Yeah.
Mr. Williamson is the fella right here in the middle with the cowboy hat.
He really cuts a figure.
Look, Mike one there.
Yeah,
that's good. Oh, that's great. That stage looks real good, doesn't it? Y'all look real good
White
up
Springs
there.
Is a pretty place.
Isn't it?
We enjoy going up there.
I'm so glad.
We usually go up, and I've got a friend that's got a Winnebago, and he's retired in the phone company. And last year he loaned it to us, and this year he bought another one, so he'll loan this one to me, too. I do
that's
a little work
great.
For him since he retired, and we go up. We usually stay the weekend. Well, we try to stay Saturday and Sunday because I usually have to come back and work on Monday since.
Yeah, and it's a little drive up there too.
Well, it's not too bad. It's
You know,
I don't think I need to talk to him. I just need just a little information, so I'm fine. Thanks a lot, though. We just needed just a little basic information, and I wanted to ask you if you could think of anybody else around here besides Mr. Williamson that
Mr.
I might
Williamson.
Should talk to.
Let me see. Like I say, there's some other groups, but it's not that we're not any recluses, and other than Peggy and Lee Kelly, you might
talk to
them. And they know because they're getting up a bunch of people together, just bluegrass and folk and whatever, to play for the Azalea Festival.
Oh, great,
So
now y'all are going to play for that,
we're
going to
play
you?
For it.
Good.
We're going to play for the Azalea
good.
Festival. And then hopefully we'll go to White Springs. And we play at they call it Steamboat Landing Festival. They have down the river.
Right.
Peggy and Lee usually get it together also.
Now, where's that held?
That Steamboat is... It's right here in Palatka, down by the Holiday Inn, just across where the amphitheater is.
Hmm.
They have it there. And the one they're going to hold for the Azalea Festival will be in the Ravine Gardens in the amphitheater there.
Nice. Well, now, have you heard a band that's down in, fellow lives in Palatka? It's Rosie Hilton.
Now,
have you heard him?
Yeah. They play mostly just country music. They're not into bluegrass a whole lot. But they are good. Kim, the youngest boy, he used to work with the phone company on the contracting side of it. Kim is extra good. He's worked with Loretta Lynn. He went and worked at her dude ranch for a year, and to try to get into music, mm-hmm. but they are good.
And yeah, I talked to them. I just haven't heard them play.
You have talked to them?
And I met Rosie, yeah. Talked to him for an hour or so, a couple hours.
Rosie's a good fella. He got in a boat accident not too long ago. If you notice, he's got a sort of slurred on his voice now.
Mm-hmm.
But he was thrown out of a boat, and then the boat ran over him, and the prop caught him in the face and the head.
Oh, that's terrible.
It messed him up bad. He was in a coma for a while.
I say a while.
It was probably 3 or 4 weeks, so they didn't know if he'd went one way or the other. But it messed up his speech. But as far as him playing music, he's one of the best fiddle players, I guess, that would be around here.
Really.
There's another man that's at Georgetown. Now, he doesn't play right now anywhere that I know of. And let me tell you, he is a weirdo.
He's
a good fella. He's an older fella. He runs the ferry at Georgetown.
Eddie Babbitt.
Oh, Eddie Babbitt.
Yeah.
They tell me, I've never heard Eddie play a whole lot, but they say that he is one of the best banjo players around.
Really? Bluegrass banjo?
Yeah, he plays bluegrass banjo.
I heard him play guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear him play guitar?
He played that when we went to Salt Springs.
Well, they tell me that he is really good. Now, Eddie, if do you know Eddie Banshee?
No, I know him by reputation only.
He's a sport, let me tell you.
Really?
He is from the country.
Mm-hmm.
He's from the backwoods of Georgetown.
Yeah, I've been down in Georgetown all day. And I'm familiar with it. Georgetown used to be a real center 30, 40 years ago for black music in the area, but there's nothing much going on there.
You know, there's not hardly any black music here. Folk music.
Doesn't seem. There's a fella out in Hastings plays blues that we're going to try to have him come to the festival. But yeah. But there's not. There's a lot of church music, but there's not a lot of other stuff going on.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's that we get so many migrants, we might get more migrants than we have locals that do this. The colors, for some reason, they don't care much for the old traditional music anyway. They're more into the real.
Yeah, except in church.
Right, in church now they do.
It's a lot more old-timey music. The church around here that I've heard, although not as old-timey as in North Carolina, I must say.
Yeah.
It's a different style down here. Well, I will maybe look into talking to Eddie Babbitt. That's funny.
Talk to Eddie, because he's a sport. Now, he does everything. Yeah. He's originally from Georgetown. He's one of the first settlers there. His mother and dad homesteaded that place, probably.
That's what I heard. I think his mother is ill right now in Tallahassee with her daughter.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I hadn't seen her.
I'd like to talk to her, too, because we're trying to research the history
of
this area from the old long-term settlers.
Well,
I guarantee you
she could tell you.
Yeah.
And Eddie could probably tell you a whole lot about it, too.
Well, I'd like to talk to him. Well, this is good. Anybody else? You ever heard of the Trivettes?
Trivet? Frank Trivet?
No. Frank Trivet, yeah. Now, have you heard of him? How did you hear him?
That boy that we were talking about, Kevin Perry, played Christmas Party.
Mm-hmm.
He introduced me to it.
Kevin Perry. Now, would that be Frank Perry's son?
Sam Perry.
Okay. Because there's a fellow named Frank Perry over in St. Augustine who plays.
Trivet. Is that the man out in Larkin?
No, that's the man. He's collecting.
Yeah, exactly.
His son and...
And a cousin.
They got a big old band.
Yeah. Because my housemate has been listening to them. Now, they're all from North Carolina, but they've been down here for a good long time. Yeah, they are good. I've heard them. On tape, I haven't heard them in person. And they're real good. We're going to try and get them to come this year, so you'll get a chance to do a little picking in the parking lot with them, I guess.
Michael knows more than I do because, going to school.
Oh, yeah.
That you get to know more people. And this Kevin Perry, he played at White Springs with us last year.
Mm-hmm.
He played the fiddle up there with us last year. And he got to know, there was a man in Larkin that he took fiddle lessons from, but I can't remember that man's name. He lives in Jacksonville, and he comes down here.
Oh, yeah, really?
But then this man, then Larkin, too, you know, was showing him.
Oh, who would that be?
But he lives in Jacksonville, but I can't think of his name. He comes, he's got a summer home at Larkin.
Huh.
But I swear I can't think of his name.
Hmm.
But he played the fiddle. He was good on the fiddle, too.
Really?
I guess he was self-taught.
Mm-hmm.
He was more of probably a violinist, really, than a fiddle player. I believe he had played like church music in church with a fiddle and things like that. And then he just got over into bluegrass.
Wow. That's quite a switch.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Really, the churches used to have more. Not country music, but the the colored folk songs, you know.
Yeah.
They'd sing it. Now they're, I guess they've changed their hymnals or whatever, because when I used to go to church, when I was just a kid, that's what they played.
Was old-time gospel?
They played the
like
old-time
Stanley
gospel.
And,
right, they
well,
played
Ricky
the old-time
Stagg
gospel
sings a
music.
Lot of those.
Yeah.
Gospel. Yeah. Mansion Above and, gosh, I'm just listening to some. Talking about Jesus. There are all sorts of ones on his Tony Rice. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, he knows all of them by heart, I'll
yeah,
tell.
I bet. Well, I see that. I have, do you know any churches around here now, any white churches that sing that kind of old-timey white gospel music anymore?
I sure don't.
Yeah, there are lots in North Carolina that do, but I haven't found any down here that do. Because we'd like to have some gospel music.
There's one church, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, it's called the Old Regular Baptist.
Mm-hmm. Primitive Baptist?
Primitive
yeah.
Baptist. But it's not in Palatka.
Where is it?
It's in Orange, or...
Orangedale?
You
Orange
know where
Grove?
Virginia Village is?
Mm-hmm.
If you go 17 north, like you're going to Green Cove. There's, just before you get into Green Cove, there's a little old burg called Virginia Village. And it's all people from Virginia, and I understand that
that
most of the people are the old regular Baptists.
Huh.
And they do all that. They sing, what's that word they call it?
Acapelco?
Really? Or something like that. That's the way they sing their music, and they sing all the old, old traditional songs, that, like the mountain songs.
Well, I'll have to check that out.
If you can go to anybody in Virginia Village would tell you where that church is.
What's that guy's name that Shelby had birthdays?
Billy Giddings. Yes, you could talk to a fellow by the name of Billy Giddings if you hadn't talked to him.
Okay.
He lives at East Palatka. You know where the Highway Patrol Station is
in East Palatka? Yeah.
All right, directly across the street from the Highway, across 17 from the Highway Patrol Station. Is Walton Road or Walden Road.
Okay.
And he lives the fourth house on the right, I think it is. What color is his house?
It's white or yellow.
I'm sure it's the fourth house on the right. Anybody can tell you where Billy lives there.
He's the fellow who plays church music more?
He plays a lot of church music and he plays a lot of bluegrass. He used to play with one bluegrass group that... They have Virginia Days.
Do they? I heard they have West Virginia Days.
West Virginia Days.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, West Virginia Days over in Orange Springs. Well, they used to play over there. But this last year he didn't play. I don't know why. He works as a guard out at Georgia Pacific.
Mm-hmm. I might get a hold of him. That's interesting.
He's West Virginia Days. He's about that tall,
about
that big. <right. laughs>
Red Murphy and Company, is that his band name?
No, that's a group from... They're semi-professional.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you see, the thing is, anybody who's professional or plays for an audience, we couldn't have, you know, they wouldn't want to come. And if we could pay money, it wouldn't be enough, so...
Yeah. I really think that in White Springs, it's for the people of Florida, really.
Yeah.
And... It says, you know, when you fill out your application, it says, be a paid performer.
Yeah.
I think something like that, they shouldn't pay.
Yeah.
I mean, if they want to pay transportation.
Yeah.
You remember the old color fella, I believe he's dead, that played the diddly board, they called it.
Yeah, Moses Williams, yeah.
Didn't he die?
Well, there were many rumors that he was dead, and then someone ran into him.
Did they?
Yeah, you just can't. I don't believe he had an address, and so it was real hard to.
Yeah, he was a migrant.
He was a migrant
worker. So. But like him, to pay transportation, that's great, you know, to get somebody like that. Because.
Yeah.
God, I'd never heard anything like that before. And he played music on that thing, too.
I heard him at another festival. He's really...
It amazed me.
Yeah, they basically don't pay most people, but then some, especially if they feature an area that's pretty long ways away, they try to pay.
She'll record you coughing.
What were you going to say? Were you going to... I thought you were going to add something. Well, these are good names, and I may pass some of these along to my housemate because she's been working with the Trivettes and with some others, and she may be following up on that. That'd be good.
Well, Mr. Williamson, I can tell you where he lives, and Billy Giddings, he's crossing Highway Patrol.
Okay.
Mr. Williamson, when you go out here and hit the hard road, turn right,